Welcome to the Laptop Lifestyle Dad Show. I'm your host, Jeff Ross, the caffeinated kangaroo from Down Under, here to help you navigate the wild world of social selling and AI mastery. Whether you're a frustrated affiliate marketer, an inspiring coach, or a seasoned network marketing pro, you're in the right place. And each week, we'll be deep diving with key experts from the online business world, sharing their tips and tricks and stories to help you elevate your game. Plus, I'll be serving up some quick coaching episodes packed with actionable insights to keep you ahead of the curve. So grab your favorite cuppa, sit back, and let's hop into another episode. Welcome to the journey of mastering the art of social selling and AI while balancing life as a laptop lifestyle legend. Let's get started and enjoy the show.
Well, man, it's absolutely great to connect with you, Austin. I mean, really looking forward to this conversation, mate. Mate, let's dive in, shall we?
Sure, let's go.
So, man, I always just love to, you know, connect and get to know people's story first. So we've all got a bit of a hero's journey story, right? You know, where we started and, you know, some of the struggles that we had to go through to get where we are today. So, man, I'd love to know, what's Austin's hero's journey story?
Well, let me paint the picture. It starts all the way back when I was 14 years old. I got started in the social media marketing space very early on in life. And I was fortunate to find, I think, what I was meant to do at such an early age. I got started back on MySpace when I was 14 and really just became captivated with growing my following on there and being able to monetize that in a lot of different ways. I had three streams of monetization as a 14-year-old from MySpace.
Wow.
And so I saw that vision really early on of what could be. And I stuck with it. I mean, that's been my whole thing. I mean, fast forward to about 10 years ago is where I started my professional career in this really officially. And that's where I think the sort of hero's journey really took place. I started going to conferences all around the country, seeing amazing people speak. And I wanted that. I wanted that traction. I had it before. And I knew that I could tap into that at some point again. And it took a while. but I kept learning. Becoming a public speaker was a personal goal of mine. Having a large personal brand again was another big goal of mine. Getting a YouTube silver play button was a big goal of mine. And so I just learn. I learn. I learn. I try. I fail. I learn from those failures, and I kept going. Now I'm an international paid professional speaker. I have two YouTube play buttons. I'm working on more. I'm good friends with a lot of the people that I saw speak at these conferences and that I've learned from over the years. We've referred each other business. I mean, everything is possible. You just have to stick with it and stay consistent over time.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, I'm actually writing a book at the moment, and the title of the book's Fail Forward 1,000 Times. And Power of Resilience, right? Power of Consistency. So I love it. So, I mean, I've actually got three young boys. Two of them are 12 and 10, very entrepreneurial. Getting into the whole YouTube scene early on. So what would be some tips and some advice that you give them if they were your boys? How would you help them, encourage them to get set up in this space?
Yeah, well, just don't over procrastinate it. Just get started and learn along the way. I was always entrepreneurial. I sold Pixie Sticks at school.
I remember them.
I'd go to the dollar store and I'd say, Mom, buy me this bag of 100 Pixie Sticks for a dollar. And I'd bring it in my backpack and sell each Pixie Stick for a quarter. You know, big ROI there.
Yeah.
I was 8, 9, 10 years old. I don't know where I got that from. It just sort of, you know, so you can kind of tell, like you can become an entrepreneur through, you know, the nature of starting a business. But I also think that people are sort of born entrepreneurial.
Yeah,
and so you notice you notice those tactics early on. So it's awesome that your kids are doing that.
Yeah.
I want to relate a to another amazing young entrepreneur that just interviewed me yesterday. She's over in Pakistan. Her name is Manahil. She's like 14, 15, something like this, gaining huge traction. She's in a digital marketing school, which I wish was available. That wasn't available when I was a kid. I mean, that I had to learn all this stuff on the fly.
Yeah.
But she's interviewing people every day. She's producing videos every single day. And I've been watching this young girl because they, you know, how the, part of their learning is to network with other people like on Facebook and like, you know, ask them and study. And I love what they're doing. The girl has, you know, 12,000 followers. She's posted thousands of videos that have like three views.
Wow. On,
but she's never burnt out.
Yeah. Right?
And so, you know, just that's the biggest thing is like you said, fail forward 1,000 times.
Yeah, yeah.
Just get started, guys, you know, like whatever you want to do, test. I've done a million channels. I had a ASMR drum channel. I had a hot sauce channel where I reviewed hot sauce and did spicy food challenges. I was a part of a mental health, behavioral health channel. I had a podcast that failed before my new podcast now. Like just test stuff that you're interested in, whatever they're passionate about too. Like if they watch anime or they're into Marvel or they're into whatever, you know, create interest content around that or whatever you're interested in and just learn, just absorb, just test.
Love that. That's some very valuable lessons there. Thank you for sharing. So, you know, let's look at those lessons now, mate. If you had to start all over again, knowing what you know now, what are the three things that you would say to people that, or yourself, what would the three things that would be that you go and master?
Short form video, for sure. It has been the key format across every platform for the last 3-4 years now, and is only getting more and more pushed and more powerful. So master short form content. I think it's a great time to get into AI right now. Like even though this, you know, the sort of public facing AI tools has been around like 2 years, it's still in its infancy. Yeah. I mean, like the internet itself is only less than 30 years old. Right.
Yeah.
And so like it, even all things considered, as long as we've been humans on this earth, that's nothing. Right. So like, especially AI, we are so early in that space. So just learn these tools, start to implement. It's going to help you increase your productivity and your capability to increase your output with marketing. And third, I mean, network your ass off, I would do. Like, I've gotten so much ROI in every way, not just monetizable, but like relationship building just from networking. Just being, you know, stepping out of your comfort zone a little bit and talking to people and asking questions, going to conferences and learning, but like actually talking to people in the hallways, because I think that's the real benefit of going to conferences is actually more so than the information.
That heart to heart connection, right? That's that heart to heart.
100%. 100%. Short form video, AI, and networking.
Yeah, I love that. They're awesome tips. Thank you for sharing. So what is your favorite AI tool right now and why?
Shameless self-plug, Syllabi, because it's my AI tool. I built it for myself. I built the tool that I wanted to exist. So that's a cop-out answer. There's a couple others that I really love. Like this month, I've been so bullish on Asa AI, which is a faceless video tool.
Yeah, okay.
I'm having a blast with it. I'm doing like a really cool YouTube case study,
and
I'm
how's it spelled, sir?
OSSA.AI.
Okay, Asa. Yep. I mean, I see that the whole faceless content area is exploding, and I've seen a lot of people having success in that space. I'm just starting to play around with turning the kangaroo into a bit of a faceless content, you know, doing some talking avatar stuff. So pretty fun.
Yeah.
A very fun place to be in right now.
Yeah. You can actually do that in Syllabi. You could upload that. I'd be interested because it maps faces and stuff. So you might have to
get that's the biggest thing I'm finding trouble at the moment is I've been playing with HeyGen and it just doesn't like the fact that its eyes are too close, its mouth's too close. So like it's mapping the face of a human, not the kangaroo. So it's struggling with that. So
you can play around with it, like feed it into or have ChatGPT like recreate the image facing forward, but still has the like Hawaiian shirt on and stuff. And you probably can finagle it so that it'll work.
So let's talk about Syllabi for a second. So why did you create Syllabi and what is its biggest outcome that you could achieve with it?
I created it because social media has changed my life and my whole mission and vision is to help people with the best tips, tools, and strategies to change their life as well. At my first company, Socialty Pro, we really just figured out a repeatable process to help businesses grow with short form content over and over again. We've had 15 accounts reach 100,000 followers plus. We've done over 1 billion views organically across the board. Like the strategies worked. So I took that step-by-step process and we turned it into Syllabi with the help of software and AI. And so every business owner out there that knows that they need to create content, but maybe they don't know what topics to create. They don't know what to say on camera. Maybe they hate being on camera. They don't have the funds to hire an expensive marketing agency or hire an internal staff to do all of this for them. And they need help staying consistent and accountable. And so that's exactly what we've worked into Syllabi. So Syllabi is a workflow tool. It's a one-stop shop. It sort of replaces 5 different tools. And the long, big vision of it is to sort of disrupt the agency model. Yeah, so we show you trending topics and the questions that your customers are searching for online in any industry. It generates a video script around those topics. You can create a video with AI. A talking photo, AI avatar. As soon as next week, we're rolling out our own tech with deepfake tech so you can clone yourself to create the entire video. We have a built-in video editor so you can customize the video however you want, change the background, add transitions, add your logo and information, et cetera, to customize it specifically for you. You can clone your voice in there too. And then you can schedule it out and publish it directly to your social media. So you can connect your accounts directly in Syllabi and schedule and post them out. And then you can even track analytics. So we pull analytics in from the posts that you schedule and publish directly within Syllabi so you can track your results. So the whole step-by-step process is find the topics, write the script, make the video, edit the video, post the video, track your results, all in one streamlined flow.
Yeah, wow. AI really is like the internet, like it was in the 1990s, right? There's just so much we can do with it now. And it's this is the new world we're in. It's pretty fascinating. Love it. So with that, you know, where do you see the future of AI and what impact do you see that it has?
I think it's the greatest leap forward in technology since at least the internet. I've said that and people have been like, no, the printing press. I think it's going to connect our world even more than the internet has. Mm. I think it's going to drastically speed up the learning process and output. It's going to cure diseases. It's going to reduce car collisions. It's going to potentially figure out massive, massive problems that the human brain itself has a long time. It takes a long time to actually process. I think this could launch us into the space age. Like I'm a big sci-fi fan. I think it's going to like over the next less than 10 years, I think our entire world is going to change. Our day-to-day jobs and lives are going to completely change because of these tools. I think it's going to be the biggest leap forward in society that we have ever seen.
Yeah, yeah, I totally agree with that. Do you ever remember a cartoon back in the 90s called The Jetsons?
Of course, yeah.
I so relate to that cartoon lately. It's like, you know, you've got the flying cars, the talking robots. It's like, that's almost where we're heading, right?
Yeah, I mean, Neuralink, Elon Musk's company, just, I don't know if you saw this last week, they just did the first human trial. The guy with the chip implanted in his head used it to stay up to play a video game for 8 hours straight. That was the use case. That's so funny.
That's
But like
crazy.
you think about that, like that's what's coming, is not just wearables, implantables,
Yeah.
which is
Yeah.
crazy. I mean,
Yeah. Now
robots are right around the corner.
what
Yeah.
Mark Zuckerberg and the team have done with these Meta glasses, like that's pretty
Yeah.
fascinating. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So let's
I
talk
have
about,
them.
you got some of those?
I got them.
I've been hinting to my
Yeah.
wife and my family for Christmas. It's like, I want some Meta glasses.
They're cool.
Let's flip over to the other side of the question there, because there is a bit of an ethical dilemma going on at the moment. People referring to as AI as the road to Skynet off a Terminator, so to speak. Yeah, how do you handle that conversation at the moment?
Yeah, I mean, with all new tech, I weigh on the positive side. I think it's going to create a lot of positive opportunities. There's always fears involved, right? Could it lead to Skynet? Sure. I don't know. Maybe. I don't like to live my life in fear of what if. I like to see
There you
the
go.
opportunity. That's it.
Yeah.
I think the biggest immediate fear, though, is with the deep fake technology, cloning influential people and politicians, and the ability to have that spread on social media faster than it could be taken down. Because misinformation is already spread like crazy, right? But it's so good. They have just last week, HeyGen, which we were chatting about, released their walk or released a demo of their walking talking avatars. So you don't have to be in like one position anymore, and it's the same repetitive movements. It's a walking avatar that moves your mouth, clones your voice, and says something. I saw a YouTube video the other day. This was insane. It was a deep fake of Elon Musk at a Starlink rocket launch. They timed it perfectly because the launch was actually happening. But this random account went live on YouTube and was promoting a crypto scam. There were 16,000 live viewers in there before YouTube it down. I didn't even get a chance to screenshot it. I was so amazed. I'm like, oh my God, this is crazy. People 100% got in that crypto scheme. They definitely scammed people. So like these, and I see these videos on TikTok already. Elon Musk, Warren Buffett, saying like, go to this. I'm giving $10,000 in Bitcoin away for free. Go to this address. And it's so scammy and so fake. It sounds so fake. But like that tech is already here. And so it's so easy to clone somebody. Like that's why ethics, I think, are really important with some of these avatar companies, to really only be able to create a clone of you, yourself, with express written verbal video consent on that. Because we saw how, in the US, like elections can be manipulated through Facebook. Through ads campaigns, right? So what's stopping another country from blitzing social media with deep fake videos of Joe Biden or Donald Trump or any other politician in any other country saying something completely problematic and swaying entire elections? So that's the biggest concerns that I see right now, but
And most of these companies, they'll solve these problems. We're all solution creators at the end of the day. But yeah, it's an interesting space. It's unfolding, that's for sure. So, like most of our audience here at the Laptop Lifestyle Dads, is like the frustrated sort of home biz owner, the network marketer, the affiliate marketer. Our mission here is to help, frustrated network marketers, turn them into laptop lifestyle dadpreneurs, especially, with the dads, teaching them how to make at least $10,000 a month online so they can become the fun vacation dad, fueled by dad
Love
jokes,
it.
of course. So they could focus on making memories with their family, right? Because I truly believe in this world, our days have gone where we need to sacrifice our quality time from our loved ones to go work for a job. And we can have our cake and eat it too. You know, we can, you know, use online income streams to be able to provide a life by design. So for those who, you know, in our audience here at the Laptop Lifestyle Dads community, you know, those frustrated sort of network marketers, the affiliate marketers who are just learning to get started in this space, you know, what is one tip that you have for them, and how can they leverage AI to help them win the game?
Yeah, there's a lot of, I'll give more than one tip because there's so much, there's so much information there. I mean, firstly, be comfortable on video. You know, I know it can, if you've never done it before, it can be difficult. It can be scary. We're our own worst critics. Get out of your own way. Rip the Band-Aid off. I don't know if I'm allowed to swear, but shut the fuck up, shut the ego up, you know, and press record, damn it. Because it's the easiest and fastest way to get traction online. Like, you can do the SEO thing and do a long term, but you're not going to see significant revenue from affiliate marketing for a year if you're lucky, maybe multiple years. It's so competitive, right? But I make over $10,000 a month in affiliate marketing, creating videos talking about useful websites. You can do that for any product. I mean, there's Amazon affiliate as well, which is very easy to get into. You get a little bit of a following on social. And then all you need to do is just review video products at scale that are on Amazon. You didn't even need to purchase them on Amazon. I know at least two people making over $10,000 a month, since that was your threshold there, on Amazon. And they're insane. Like this one guy, Lane, his mindset completely shifted that everything is a product that I can review. So I was with this guy at a conference 2 years ago. This dude is reviewing it in a hotel. This guy's reviewing the extension cord that's not even his.
Yeah.
He's reviewing the urinal in the bathroom, the light bulb and the light shade in the hotel room, because they're on Amazon. He doesn't even own them. He's just like, oh, this is a beautiful a urinal. It flushes with ease and it only uses 1 gallon per flush. Come on. Anybody can do that. It's a 2 minute video.
I started playing around that space myself 12 months ago. I had trouble getting my account approved with Amazon, but once you get approved and you're away you go, it's pretty awesome game.
Yeah, it's simple. I mean, my thing for, like, if you like AI tools and you're interested in affiliate marketing in that space, that's simple. The format's there. There's like 100 content creators doing the same thing at this point successfully. Like, there's a million new AI tools coming out. Get the format done. Copy me. You know, go ahead, do it. Copy my not word for word, right? But like, copy my format. Make it for you. Make those videos, become an affiliate for those videos. This is my whole funnel. So I create videos about useful websites, an overwhelming amount of useful websites. I have a free opt-in where they can get a list of those useful websites. So enter your email address for the list of useful websites. It enters them into my email list. They get redirected from that landing page to a Google spreadsheet, which is a name of a tool, a description of the tool, and an affiliate link. And then the email drip campaign sequence is a tutorial for how to use each website. So, you know, it's a useful website series that automatically drips to everybody. You know, here's website one. Here's some key benefits of it. Here's how to set it up step by step. Here's where to sign up. That's my affiliate link. That funnel has worked tremendously. So all you got to do is create content every single day and say, go here to get the list. Go here to get the list. And the back end funnel sells for you.
Love that. Wow. That's such a generous gift that you've just given our community. Thank you very much. And just giving them that step-by-step blueprint. Appreciate you. So how can our community connect with, you know, with Austin? What's the best way to connect with you, mate?
Yeah, I'm active on every social media platform. So you can find me, Austin Armstrong. I am not the young Los Angeles relationship influencer, Austin Armstrong. I am the business AI influencer, Austin Armstrong. But my handle pretty much across the board is Socialty Pro as well. And if you want to check out Syllabi, everybody gets a free trial. It's syllaby.io. And I'm very easy to get a hold of. Send me a message, leave a comment. I will respond to everything.
Beautiful. Thank you. And we'll definitely make sure we put those details in the podcast notes. So Austin, it's been an absolute pleasure. I've actually learned quite a fair bit from you, mate. So thank you very much for sharing your wisdom with us. And one sort of final question before to wrap up, if you had one final word of wisdom for us to give, what would that be?
Stay consistent no matter what, no matter how often that you fail, no matter how many times you need to pivot, just stay consistent.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely been one of the key ingredients to my success. I've been doing this since 2009 now, you know, and it's been a roller coaster ride, but yeah, staying back on the horse and getting back on the horse has probably been the number one thing that's kept me going. So, all right, mate. Well, thank you very much for your time. Truly appreciate you. And we'll call that a wrap.
Well, g'day, legends. And thank you very much for tuning in to our episode for the Laptop Lifestyle Dad Show. And in this episode, we had an awesome chat with Austin Armstrong, the founder of Syllabi. From his early days from MySpace to becoming an AI and social media marketing expert, Austin dropped some golden nuggets for us. Remember his top tips: mastering short form video, dive into AI and the power of networking. And of course, don't forget his mantra: stay consistent no matter what. Now for some exciting news. Don't forget to grab our brand new book that just launched the other week, Social Selling and AI Mastery for Network Marketers. It's packed with actionable insights and success stories to help elevate your game. And also, whilst you're here, don't forget to mark your calendars for our upcoming 5-day Social Selling and AI Mastery Bootcamp starting July 23rd. This bootcamp's designed to transform your approach to online business with cutting-edge strategies and practical tips. Whether you're just starting out or looking to up your game, this bootcamp is for you. Why join? It's simple. We're here to equip and empower you to achieve true freedom and success in your business. Learn how to balance the chaos of the mum dad life while mastering social selling and AI. So hit that subscribe button. Don't miss any future episodes. If you loved what you heard, leave us a review and share it with your fellow legends. Let's grow this community together. Stay caffeinated, stay inspired, and keep making memories. Cheers, legends, and we'll see you on the next episode.